We're back to Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program. My co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series and Seniors Publishing. How are you, Paul? And who are you excited about our guests today? Because I go back as so many years ago when I first started in radio, and now we're back together again. But go ahead, Paul, introduce our guest.
I'm very excited today. We have Sean Mitchell, and he is not only an author, but a wonderful hip-hop guy, and we want to learn way more about this interesting man.
So, Sean, we're going to talk about your new book and that, but you got me some pretty amazing artists on the show back in the day we co-hosted, and man, those are they're like the epic ones, and you were impressed about my hip-hop knowledge, weren't you, Sean?
Right, absolutely, yes.
I mean, back in the day, because trust me, I was listening to Wham-O back in the day at 3 a.m. when they had the music, and man, hip-hop and all those things. I'm trying to remember. I know we had one of the people from the Fat Boys on. I forgot all the different people we had. I got those shows somewhere in the archive of celebrity interviews, and we've gone far advanced. But tell me specifically what's happening to you now, man. What's new?
Oh, wow. Right now, I have the new album out. It's called The X Factor. So it's a instrumental hip-hop album. So what I'm trying to do with the instrumental hip-hop, I'm trying to expand the genre and try to appeal to an older audience that kind of grew up with hip-hop. And a lot of my peers, you know, we don't really care for some of the language in some of today's music. And so I'm creating an alternative style of hip hop so that the older hip hop heads like myself and yourself, you know, we can have a style of hip hop to listen to that's more conducive towards our age group. Yeah.
That's huge, because think about it. We are just into the stuff that was the beginning. Beginning of hip hop, the music that really made this genre, right? And made where it is today. And what are young people today not understanding it, man? What's happening?
Yeah, you know, down the road, you know, over the years, because when it first came out in 1979, you know, there were different, you have small labels like Sugar Hill Records, you had Def Jam, you had Profile, and a couple of smaller labels like Bobby Robinson had the Enjoy label coming out of Harlem. Though that was the beginning of hip hop in terms of the records. And over the years, I think as it expanded and gained popularity, I think it crossed different lines in terms of corporate America. And then other people that weren't involved in the originating hip hop sort of came in and looked at it as a money grab. And so people started using the music for shock effect and saying different things that would get attention in order to boost their record sales. And so it kind of got watered down from its beginning. So, you know, the era that we came up with, you know, you could dance, you could party, and you didn't have to worry about no one talking about shooting guns and getting stabbed.
And so you think that was gimmick then? It was really gimmicked.
Absolutely. When that first came
out. Live Crew and then NWA, all that's gimmick stuff, bro.
Yes, that's how it started out. Now, as the gimmick gained popularity, it brought in certain artists that had a background coming from the streets. And so they tried to actualize it in the music. But it started out as a gimmick. Yeah, it absolutely started out as a gimmick. It was a way to say something that would grab people's attention and get the media looking at it. Because now you could, and I give you a perfect example. You brought up Luke Skywalker and the Two Live Crew.
Yeah.
Their first album came out and went gold. It sold 500,000 copies. Once they came out and got the media attention about the sex, it was basically porno on music, or porno on wax is what they called it. And after all the media attention, the album sells, their next album, As Nasty As They Want to Be, it sold 2 million copies. And so you went from 500,000 going gold to 2 million going double platinum.
The Kane's way. Yeah, right.
Figured out. Yes. So people figured out that if you say certain things, that's going to grab attention from the media.
Right. And NWA did it totally. Yeah. I mean, that just absolutely. So you have another book out too, right? What's up?
I have another book out because I try to incorporate activism with my with hip hop. And so I kind of do what the Public Enemy, Kumo D, and some of those artists do in terms of trying to reach the African American audience and trying to inspire them, give them some positive information that will sort of help change our conditions for the better, as opposed to making music that would exploit the struggles that a lot of our people are dealing with on the streets. You know, guys can talk about in their music, they could talk about the gang culture, but what are they saying to try to correct the gang culture? And so that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make music, continue making hip hop, but I'm also trying to come out with a positive message that would try to uplift people and try to change the conditions, as opposed to just talking about it and trying to sell records based on exploiting the conditions that a lot of our people are in.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. But
When
that's the aim.
that book came out when?
That book came out about 2 months ago, actually. It's called Afro Spirituality. So it's trying to incorporate a spiritual aspect to the consciousness of people so that we could try to improve their lives and make things a little bit better. Yeah. So trying to get people, keep people from going to jail and from joining gangs, as opposed to exploiting it in the music and talking about guns and that type of thing. Yeah.
Well, I got a person definitely I'm going to bring you on. My friend Damon Harbert, Cowboy 347. He has Smarter by the Day podcast. He'll love having you on. And we're working together on some specific joint ventures. I got things moving. We're moving, man.
All
And
right.
very soon, the media giant is going full effect. I would just give
All
it
right.
maybe a week and you're going to see something really big happening. So,
All
Sean,
right.
here's the thing, man. How are you connected all those hip artists that we were interviewing? Was it based on your first book that you built all those relationships, like from the Fat Boys and all this stuff? Kind of go into that.
Right. It was based on people that I met through the years doing hip hop music, as well as writing the book. I met new people writing the book. I've met other artists since then. In fact, I was going to surprise you and bring on JJ Fab with me right now. And I thought about it and I was like, well, maybe I'll do that the next time. But yeah, I just did the I write articles on the 50th anniversary of hip hop for USA Today. So we just came out with hip hop fashion article in the USA Today. So if you can get a chance to get the print edition of USA Today, go check it out. I have the article in there. I interviewed Pete Nice from Third Base, Van Silk, Kumo D, DMC of Run DMC. I had a lot more artists that they had to edit out because there wasn't enough space in the article to put everybody I had in there. But I had a lot more articles and, but yeah, I was actually going to surprise you with JJ Fad. But what I'll do is the next time we set something up, I'll have them on as a guest. And they actually, I kind of got to give them a shout out anyway, because once I had a wonderful interview with JJ Fad for the hip hop article, and once they edited, they took everything out. So,
You
so
gotta
I'll
make sure you make
yeah.
sure it happened another way. Best
Right,
place, Sean,
exactly.
where people can go to find you. Where can they go?
Yes, actually, Facebook right now, I'm in the process of trying to work on a rebuild my website, which will be seanxlg.com. And
Sean,
so,
love it. Yes, go ahead.
So I'm trying to get that back and ju just trying to do some social media and still create new music. And my new album, The X Factor, is gaining momentum, of course. So if you get a chance to go on YouTube, check it out. Check out the album. So it's doing really well right now. But of course, everything, when you're independent, everything takes time, it takes money, it takes effort, and you have to reach out and connect with other people and try to get things going. So,
All right, we appreciate it, Sean. Take care,
yes.
sir. All
All
right.
right, you too.
You're
All
listening and
right.
watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.